Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Glory to God. We thank God for the Bible. Glory to God. I was reading an article today where they were saying in this article in a publication called Battle Cry that the Pope wants to expand the number of books in the Bible from 66 up to 80 books. They want to add a bunch of books, glory to God, to the Bible. Amen. And then there's people coming out with all kinds of versions, things that they want to add and say, glory to God. But we thank God that, one, we have the King James Bible, glory to God, and it's as close to the original as it can be. You know, when they go back and they find manuscripts thousands of years old, and they put it up against the King James, out of all of those books, there might only be one or two words different, but it's only because of the context of the times that they were in that the word is different. But the meaning is still clear what they're trying to say. And so we thank God that God superintended his word and watched over his word and brought it to us so that we can have the truth. So many, it's also in Battle Cry. I was reading where China has produced has printed the most Bibles in the world, probably over 400 million Bibles printed in China. But at the same time, they're communist, atheistic society, and they persecute Christians and put them in jails and prisons and torture them. But at the same time, they're the largest producer of Bibles, and they send Bibles all over the world. But if you're in China, you're not allowed to have them. There's Bibles in China in the underground church, but officially you're not supposed to have a Bible. Amen. And yet they're the world's largest Bible publishers. They publish more Bibles than any other country in the world, including the United States. So I just thought that was so interesting. It goes to show you, glory to God, that the truth will endure. The truth will prevail. Amen. No matter what communists do or anybody else does, truth will prevail. In the Word of God itself, it says that there's nothing that a person can do against the truth. Amen. Glory to God. You're hearing me over the radio, and that's the truth. And 100 million years from now, if God was to on the screen pull up this particular night, this particular day, this particular hour, this particular moment, this particular sentence, I would be saying the same thing. Amen. The truth prevails. The truth can weather the test of time. The truth can come through the test of time, glory to God. And so we thank God that the Bible is right. I'm glad something is right. So many things, so much politics and things going on in the world. We're thankful that we can turn to something that we know is absolutely true. When I do my morning devotions and I'm reading in the Word, It's so refreshing to read something that I know is the absolute truth. It isn't lying to me. It's not trying to sell something to me. It's not trying to make me join a particular party or a particular philosophy. It's just the raw truth. You accept it or you don't accept it. Amen. But because I know it's the truth, I accept it. Amen. Glory to God. And we're so thankful that you accept it because you're born again. You've asked Jesus to become your Lord and Savior. Glory to God. You received him into your heart and you got born again. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm so thankful for that. You got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful for that. Amen. And all of that we would have never known about if people didn't die to get us this truth. People have died to get us the Bible and to get us the truth. They gave up their life that we might have the truth. Glory to God. And I'm so thankful. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, we're in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. We're down to the 30th verse. Glory to God. And the 30th verse in Proverbs, the 15th chapter says, "The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." Well, here we have two things. We have a report of two things that gladdens the heart. Glory to God. The light of the eyes, or a cheerful countenance. Glory to God. And a good report. A good report maketh the bones. Doesn't a good report make the bones fat? When you get good news, when you get good news through the mail or email or regular mail or however you get it, glory to God, or someone calls you up, a relative of yours, and they tell you about somebody having good news, okay, glory to God, doesn't that rejoice your heart? Doesn't that rejoice your heart? Your child calls up and says that they passed all their exams, and they're going to get their degree in economics or whatever it might be. Amen. They're going to get their degree, mathematics or science or whatever it might be. Doesn't that gladden your heart? Doesn't it gladden your heart? Somebody calls up and says they've won $100,000. That would gladden your heart. Amen. And all kinds of things that could possibly go in your mind to make that would gladden your heart. Glory to God. Amen. And so we see here that these two things that gladden your heart. Good news makes a man's whole being feel good. Amen. Good news, you feel good all over you. Just hop and skip when you receive good news. Have you ever seen that picture? It's a very famous picture. World War II, at the end of the war, and it looks like it's Times Square. The place is just mobbed with people. It's the picture where one of the soldiers is kissing a nurse. It's a very famous picture. But everybody there is just elated, amen, when they got the good news that the war was over. The war, that good news caused everybody, gladdened everybody's heart. Amen. You could just see it. You could just see it on the lady's face that was being kissed, on the man's face that was kissing her, on all of the people. There were people that climbed up on the light poles and people that were on buses and trucks standing on top of them. The street was just mobbed with thousands of people, the crowd. Amen. The policemen weren't bothering anybody. They weren't trying to control the crowd because everybody was so glad. They were glad. Amen. Good news makes a person's whole face rejoice, their whole being feel good. I was watching a picture about Joe Louis, his part of his life story, and how after he would win a fight, all of Harlem would react. All of Harlem would erupt with joy. Everybody just super happy. Amen. Good news. Good news. And when they received good news, what shone on their face? A beaming countenance. Amen. A beaming happy face. Amen. And a beaming face is contagious. When you're happy and smiling, other people can get happy and smiling. Amen? Glory to God. When you're beaming, other people can beam. Because even if they don't know what's going on, you're so happy, they'll say, what is it? What happened? What is it? Amen? And then as you begin to tell them, they get real happy. Amen? So we can see that the condition of the heart can be reflected in the face. Amen? The condition of your heart can be reflected in your face. Here, the person is happy, and the light of his eyes rejoices the heart. The person's face is so beaming and so full. Haven't you run into people like that where you were around somebody that was absolutely just an absolute joy to be with? Glory to God. And you're laughing and smiling, and you're just, woo. I mean, it's so contagious. And they can just look at you and you bust out laughing. Or they can say something, a half a sentence, and you bust out laughing. Amen? Glory to God. The condition of the heart reflects in the face. Amen? In Proverbs 25:23, it says, the north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. So the Bible says that just as a north wind drives away rain, that an angry countenance can drive away people. Amen? You can drive away people. Haven't you ever tried to cheer someone up and they just won't be cheered up? And you say something, cheerful to them, and their face doesn't move, either smile or frown. It just stays the same. And then you say something else, and it just stays the same. And so you think to yourself, well, maybe I need to leave the person alone. I'll just leave this person alone. Amen? Glory to God. Because, glory to God, they just don't want to be cheered up. And if they give you a not friendly face, just a plain face, you want to get away from the person. Amen? I was around a person this week. Glory to God. They didn't smile at all. And so I just wanted to get out of their presence. Amen? Glory to God, because I would like to think that I'm a serious person, but I'm a happy person. I can smile. I believe I can smile. Glory to God. I hope people would be comfortable around me. I hope I'm not morose and depressing. I don't think I am. Glory to God. But how you feel is often reflected in your face. Amen? I remember my oldest sister. She said she used to have to tell my oldest sister Irma. She told me that she would often have to tell her staff, do not react to my face because I'm a very serious person, but I'm not sad. I'm not sad at all, but I'm a very serious person. And you might misread my face. How many times people have misread my face? I'll be in deep thought, deep meditation, and somebody will come up to me and they'll say, hey, it's not that bad. And I'll say, no, you got me wrong. You got me. I'm thinking, oh, man, it's not that bad. And I say, I know, but you're misunderstanding me. I don't know what my face is showing, but I'm not sad. Amen? Glory to God. Hold on. We're right up against a break. Hold on just a second.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
John Robinson Tile, I can vouch for him. I can personally vouch for John Robinson. I'm telling you, his work is excellent. And if I were you, if I had renovation to do, I'd ask him to come out and talk to you. You'll be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's so. I've seen his work. And I know the brother. Amen. He's a beautiful Christian brother. You're going to enjoy it. We're talking about a smile on people's faces. That's a smile to see. See Brother Robinson smile when he smiles at you, because he's going to have on his, well, he might have on his cowboy hat. He might wear it and he might not. But he'll have his smile with him. Amen. Glory to God. And like we were saying before the break, that often how you feel is often reflected in your face. Amen. It's often reflected in your face. So much so, haven't you ever gone past a store or something, and there'll be a little sign in the window, and it says, "We're hiring smiling faces. We're hiring smiling faces." What is the owner trying to tell you? Two messages. He's hiring, and two, he don't want depressed people that's going to depress his clientele. His clientele come in to be happy and to enjoy the product and enjoy what the man has to offer, and he doesn't want the people to come in and be depressed by the staff. Amen. He knows that smiling faces is contagious. It sets up an atmosphere in his business. It sets up, an atmosphere, and he wants a happy atmosphere. So what is he saying? We're not hiring anybody. We're hiring smiling faces. Amen. If you can't smile, glory to God, if life has got you to the place where you can't smile, glory to God, don't apply here. We're hiring smiling faces. Amen. And then there is a proverb or a saying in China, glory to God, and it's something like this. It says, he who keeps shop must learn to smile. Amen. In other words, if you're going to have a shop, if you're going to open up a business or a shop or a restaurant or something, one of the main requirements is a bakery. You have to smile. Amen. Why? Because a smile sets people at ease. When you walk in and you have a frown on your face, people don't know, particularly in today's day and age, people don't know how to handle you. I mean, are you okay? Are you crazy? Are you how do I handle you? Amen. But if you smile at them, that's so disarming. When you smile, they know, oh, this is a good guy. Amen. Well, I don't know him, but if he's smiling, he can't be all that terrible. Amen. And a smile, if you want to, and particularly when you're witnessing to people, what do you want to do? You want to have something on you that identifies you as coming from some organization or church, and hopefully you've got your Bible with you, so they see your identification badge and they see your Bible and they see you smiling. It's very hard for them to get the wrong impression with those three things going for you. And then if you're there with another person, two people, and they've got their Bibles and they're beaming, they're smiling, glory to God. It's very hard to feel danger if everybody around you is smiling and happy. Amen. That just doesn't go with danger. Amen. Glory to God. And so when you're about to deal with people and lead them to Christ, it'd be wonderful, glory to God, if you can let that little light shine, if you can let the joy of the Lord come through, if you can let the love of God. I was thinking about a precious, precious friend of mine in Fort Worth, Texas, and the lady is so full of love. If you're anywhere around her, you feel the love. I don't know how this, you feel the love. It just radiates so much from her that even if she's not talking, you just feel that love that's streaming from her, amen? And when that happens, you feel safe. You feel, you don't mind opening up your door. You don't mind talking to the person, amen? Glory to God, glory to God. And so we thank God, glory to God, for what he's given us, amen? All of the aids that he's given us, glory to God, to break through to people. You want to use as many of your aids as possible, and one of them is a great, big, beautiful smile. Amen? Glory to God. If they open up the door and they see someone with a mean or mad expression, they may think you're after them and slam the door because they don't want to be hurt. But if they see your face beaming and you got on identification tag and you're holding Bibles and smiling, it's going to be very, very, very hard for them to slam the door in the face of smiling people. It's going to be hard, amen? I didn't say they couldn't, but it's going to be extremely hard. And so glory to God. What's in a person's heart, glory to God, is reflected in their face, glory to God. And oftentimes as a pastor, when I'm around people, one of the ways I can read them, glory to God, is the expression on their face, glory to God. The other thing is my spirit can pick up something about them. If they're in my presence, glory to God, I can know if they've been in a mess, if they've been in something, or I can know if they're clear, if everything is okay with them. But another way I can know is to look at their countenance, amen? Because a cheerful countenance, a cheerful heart, glory to God, a cheerful heart. In fact, the Bible says, by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken, amen? And that's why you want to try to monitor your family to keep them as happy as you possibly can. Why? Because by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Amen. You want to monitor those people that you love around you. Glory to God. To make sure. And what can you do to bring happiness? You know, I'll give you an example. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He just gave me an example. I was at Food Lion, a grocery store here in Columbia, wherever you're listening to me at. I was in a Food Lion, and there was a young man who was just being trained on the cashier, and he was honestly doing the best he could. But it was obvious he wasn't an old veteran. He was a little bit slower. He wasn't real slow, but he wasn't like those veterans that just whip through your groceries. They can do it just like that. He had to think about everything he was doing, and he was trying so hard. So after he rang up my stuff and gave me my receipt and gave me my change, I looked at him and I looked at his name tag, and I called him by his first name, and I said, "You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job." And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "I really appreciate that. I really appreciate what you said." And so I left, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought, you know, I didn't think anything more about it. I went about my business. Well, about a week later, I had occasion to go in the Food Lion for something, and I happened to end up in his line. And when it came my turn, he looked up, and he saw me, and he said, I didn't say anything. I didn't even know he had remembered me. I wasn't thinking, does he remember me? That I was thinking about my groceries. And he lifted up his head, and he looked at me, and he said, "I remember you. I remember you." And I said, "You're doing a good job." And he said, "Yes. Amen. Glory to God." And a great big smile came on his face. Amen. And I knew from that, in that moment, that he was okay. I knew that he was all right. Why? Because a great big smile came on his face. Amen? Glory to God. Say something today, glory to God. Say something to somebody today, glory to God. That will put a smile on their face. Amen? You don't know what people are going through. Glory to God. And you plant seeds. Jesus said the seed in a parable, he said the seed is the word of God. Amen? And you can plant seeds in people. You can plant a seed today. You're doing just fine. Everything's okay. God is on your side. God is he's going to help you. You only have an hour to go before you're off. Whatever. I don't know what you might say to somebody, but plant a seed. Sometimes those seeds go down, and the person may not have time to fully think about what you said right then. But later on, they'll think, well, some people think I'm okay. Everybody didn't say I was terrible. There was one or two people that said they really enjoyed what I did for them or what kind of service I gave them. Amen. This person said such and such about me. Amen. Glory to God. I know I try to do that with my wife before she leaves every morning. Glory to God. I say something to her because I'm thinking I'm planting seed. I'm planting seed for the whole day, and that seed is going to go down into her spirit. Glory to God. And sometimes, glory to God, you know what will make a person smile? Glory to God. You write a note. If you've got a significant other or whoever it might be, your child, your spouse, your whoever. It could be a person at work. If you write a little note at lunchtime, and if you put a little note in your spouse's lunch pail or lunch bag or something like that, or a pocketbook or wallet or something where they'll get it, put it in their car or their truck, and they lift that note up and they look at it and it says, I love you, or Jesus loves you, something. I don't know what the sentiment might be. Amen. They will smile. Amen. Why? Because someone remembered them and someone said something positive to them. And that will go down into their spirit. And no matter what they got to face that whole day, it don't matter how mean the world is to them. Amen. Glory to God. That will go down and light up the brightness of their eyes and light up their countenance. Amen. And joy will come into their heart just because you planted a little seed. And think about it. It doesn't cost much to do that. How much does it cost to say, God loves you? God loves you. Oh, man, that can make the difference. Because to some people, nobody loves them. Amen. There's nobody that really cares about them. Maybe they've gotten overweight, or maybe they're older, or maybe they feel like I haven't achieved anything, or maybe I don't know what it could be. Amen. But if you truthfully tell them something, you give them the truth. Amen. You can touch someone's innards. Amen. Glory to God, and cause them to smile. Amen. And doesn't the Bible say that, glory to God, that is a good word is like medicine? Amen. There's the word of God is like a medicine. Amen. Glory to God. It can go down and really, oh my goodness, somebody, let's say they teach a class or they preach a sermon. Amen. You get anywhere around them, be sure to tell them what a good job they do. Now, some people feel, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want to swell their head. You don't have to worry about swelling their head. The enemy's job is to try to tear them down. And so they're getting plenty counterbalance. The enemy is constantly counterbalancing. You ain't this and you ain't that and you don't have this and you don't have that and you can't do this and you can't do that. So they need your encouragement. They need your enthusiasm toward them. They need to feel your love. But let it be sincere so that they know you're for real. Amen. Remember people. How about on their birthday? Amen. I called up somebody that I hadn't seen in a year, Michael Clark. I hadn't seen him in a year, our webmaster. And he hadn't heard from me for a year. And the first thing I did, I called him up on his birthday. And before he could say hello, I started singing happy birthday to you. Amen. Forget that it's me that's doing this stuff. I'm only talking about me because I know me. You know, I'm around me all the time. But I'm trying to get a point across. By just singing happy birthday to him, it made him feel good. No one else called him and sung happy birthday to him. You'd be surprised what you can do. Amen. To make somebody smile. Make somebody smile. Amen. Tell them they're a jewel. Tell them they're the sweetest thing in the world. Tell them that they're just God loves them. Amen. Tell them the stuff they do well. Amen. Glory to God. Make somebody smile today and tomorrow, okay? Let's make people smile. Glory to God. God bless you. This has been The Bible Has the Answers. Glory to God. God bless you and keep you. I love you. Jesus loves you. He died. That whipping he took, that was for you. You must be worth something because he took such a beating that you would be graced and be brought into the kingdom of God. I'm over time. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.